朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
那么我去查希腊文，发现地震这个字呢，跟这个地方的暴风这个字呢，是同样一个字。
It was very interesting to me that the word used for earthquake in Matthew 24 is the same Greek word here interpreted as a furious storm.
在我们的文化和文字里面，暴风就是暴风，地震就是地震，这是两档子的事情。
In our usage of words, storms are used differently from the word earthquakes.
但是当我们看见这两个字竟然是同一个字的时候，
But when we realize that these two words are the same in Greek,
所以地震可以改江山，我们也可以移这个江山，我们看见像地震一样，像风暴一样的患难，也应该可以改变我们的本性。
So perhaps we can say that this furious storm is like an earthquake. It could change the natural landscape, and perhaps we can extrapolate and say this could change our human nature.
大部分的情形之下，
under most circumstances,
我们神的儿女接受主患难的陶冶和操练是什么原因呢？
As children of God, when we receive the lessons from God through sufferings,what do we go through?
是管教。
Perhaps the reason is because of discipline.
上帝爱我们，我们爱我们的孩子，我们会管教他。上帝爱我们，一样出于爱会给我们管教。
We discipline our children because we love them. So sometimes the Lord disciplines us because he loves us.
患难不是我们喜欢。
None of us by nature likes suffering.
所有人生的风暴不是我们所欢迎的。
We do not welcome the storms that we face in our human life.
但是很多时候，因为我们自己在主的面前不够听话，所以他给我们经历一些苦难，把我们挽回过来。
But very often, storms are raised because we are unwilling to submit to the Lord.
有的时候，不是因为我们有什么问题，有什么错误，而是因为神要在我们的身上彰显他的荣耀，而让我们经历苦难，好像约伯一样。
But then there are other circumstances where we face suffering, not because we've done something wrong, but because he wants to show his glory, just like in the case of Job.
我非常的相信一件事情。
I truly believe in this one thing.
上帝要我这个教会的主任牧师来经历这些风暴。
The Lord wants me as the senior pastor of this church to go through these storms.
使我更老练，使我更成长，能够跟弟兄姊妹一同预备经历可能有的更大的风暴。
So that I could be matured and develop Christian character to go along with you perhaps to face even greater storms in the future.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记，这一段圣经门徒所经历的不是个别的经历，是他们群体团队的经历。
Because remember in this experience it is not an individual response, it is a group, a corporate experience.
不是彼得说话，不是约翰讲，而不是这些多马怀疑，而是让我们看到这些门徒一同跟耶稣上船，一同经过风暴，一同学习这个属灵的功课。
We do not see any single disciples here singled out. It is the disciples together.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到二十四节，这个海里所起的暴风是忽然起的。
You notice that this storm arose suddenly.
那么在刚才 NIV 孙威新弟兄所读的很有意思，它不是用中文的翻译 suddenly 忽然起来，是 without warning， 是没有警告的情形之下，哎，就发生了。
In the Chinese sense, it reads more like suddenly a furious storm came up, but in the NIV.They use the words without warning.
没有警告，没有打招呼，那这件事情就临到。
There's no sign that a storm was coming.
换句话说，在我们人生的旅途的计划的 itinerary 里面，在这个旅程当中是没有放在节目当中的。
In other words, this was not planned. This was not on the program.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的道路当中，有许许多多忽然来的风暴。
Brothers and sisters, many times storms can come upon us without warning.
在过去我们教会23年的经历里面
，In our church history of 23 years，
我们一直有许多这一类风暴的考验。
We have been tested by different storms。
有人说：“感谢主，你们从 Woburn 搬到 Lexington 来。”
Some have said, "Praise the Lord, you have moved from Woburn to Lexington."
我觉得多多少少，这也跟我们所受过的患难和考验。
I believe that this has something to do with the kind of testing that we have gone through.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在这一个教会的船上，我们能够同舟共济吧。
Brothers and sisters, let us realize we are all in the same boat.
首先，我们看到在主的同在里有风暴。
So we see, even in the presence of the Lord, we can face storms.
接下来在这段圣经，我们看见第二个重点。
And then we see the second important point.
在风暴的里面，我们要有信心。
We have to have faith in the storm.
请各位看26节。
Verse 26.
耶稣说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
Jesus said, you of little faith, why are you afraid?
有人说，主耶稣在这里责备这些门徒，说他们没有信心。
Some have said this shows then Jesus is rebuking them for lack of faith.
你说这个地方不是 no faith， 这是 little faith， 是小信，不是没有信心。
But then you might argue in the Chinese it says you of a little faith. Also in English, it's not that they have no faith.
事实上，如果我们去看同样这一段圣经的记载，在马可福音第四章，耶稣直接就说你们的信心哪里去了？是没有信心，而不是小信心。
In a similar incident recorded in Mark, perhaps the same one, the word used was, you have no faith.
弟兄姊妹，当我在准备这一段圣经的时候，
When I was preparing to preach on this passage,
我突然有一个新的领受。
I have this new understanding.
信心不在乎大和小，信心乃在乎有和无。
The important point with faith is not whether you have a big faith or a small faith, but whether you have faith at all.
圣经说你只要小到像芥菜种的种子那么小，你要叫移山就移山，你要做你要在神面前求什么，他要成就。
The scriptures teach us that if our faith is as big as a mustard seed, we can order the mountain to be moved.
所以在这地方很清楚地看到，不是信心大小的问题，是信心有没有的问题。
So the important point is not whether you have a big faith or a little faith, but whether you have faith at all.
有人说26节耶稣是在骂这些门徒。
Some have said in verse 26, Jesus indeed rebukes them.
我不认为耶稣在骂他。
I do not really feel that Jesus perhaps is scolding them.
因为在同一节圣经里面 rebuke 这个字在另外一个地方出现。
Because in the same verse, we see that Jesus rebukes something else.
他斥责风和海。
He rebuked the winds and the waves.
如果这个地方他是 rebuke 这些门徒的话，他应该是用同样一个字。
If Jesus meant to rebuke his disciples, he should have used the same word.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主不是一个很小气的主。
But you realize, the Lord, he is not like that.
我们常常有一种感觉，好像我稍微做错一点事情，好像主耶稣非要给我一个耳光不可。
Sometimes we feel that when we do something wrong, that Jesus is right there ready to hit us.
我们把主看得非常的小气。
We feel that he is like a person like that.
他斥责风和海，他没有斥责这些门徒。
But then here we see that he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, but he did not rebuke the disciples.
26节，耶稣说，中文只是说的，英文是 reply， 是回答他们，并没有责备他们的意思。
In verse 26, the English version said he replied.
他知道我们的软弱，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, he knows our weaknesses.
你看，彼得还没有跌倒，耶稣就已经知道。
You may remember even before Peter was about to fall, Jesus knew.
犹大还没有出卖他，他已经晓得了。
Even before Judas wanted to sell out Jesus, he knew.
耶稣知道我们的本相，晓得我们的软弱。
Jesus knew about our human nature.
但是我们要注意的，道士他用什么东西和信心来做相对？
But then what did he use to compare against faith?
马太福音很有意思，三个地方提到信心的相反词是什么？
In Matthew, we see that three times Jesus used a word which is directly opposite to the word faith.
我们说信心的相反是什么？
What do we use as an opposite to faith?
我们说不信嘛。
You say no faith.
那么信心相反就是不信，这个是当然天经地义的事情。
Either you believe or you do not.
但是如果我们把马太福音，我们今天没有时间看，如果你们有兴趣，可以把它记下来，回去慢慢思想。
Perhaps you can research this on your own. We do not have time to go into details.
在马太福音六章，耶稣在登山宝训25-34讲到信心的相对是什么呢？是忧虑。
When Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, when he preached about faith, the opposite word was worry.
所以你有忧虑，你就是没有信心。
In other words, if you tend to worry, then you do not have faith.
好，14:22-33呢，提到信心另外一个相反的东西。
And in chapter 14, we see again Jesus used a different word from the opposite to faith.
第六章是忧虑，第十四章是怀疑。
In chapter 6, it was worry, but in chapter 14, the word that Jesus used is doubt.
那么在今天我们所读的这段圣经里面呢，信心的相对是什么呢？
And in the verse we read today, what is the word used in opposite sense to the word faith?
不是忧虑，
it's not worry.
不是怀疑，
it's not doubt.
是什么呢？是胆怯。
In English, it's afraid.
是害怕。
Fear.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是常常忧虑吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we not often worry?
我们不是常常怀疑吗？
Do we not often doubt?
我们不是常常胆怯吗？
Do we not very often fear?
从圣经上说，我们就是没有信心。
The scripture teaches when we are in that, under those circumstances, we do not have faith.
为什么胆怯？
Why are you afraid?
因为胆怯有个胆怯的原因。
There's a reason why you are afraid.
因为那件事情影响他有胆怯。
Because of something that happened, it leads to you being afraid.
那么我们怎么能够有信心呢？
How can we have faith?
也必须因为一样事情使我们有信心。
It must be something out there that gives us this faith.
所以胆怯变信心。
What turns afraid or fear into faith?
就是把胆怯的原因改成信心的原因，我们就有信心了，对不对？
We have to change the reason that causes our fear to the reason that gives us faith.
为什么胆怯？
Why are they fearful?
因为他们看环境，他们就胆怯。
Because they pay attention to their surroundings.
什么时候他们看见主耶稣，他们就有信心。
Whenever they see the Lord Jesus, they have faith.
所以在这里我们很清楚地看见，怎么样我们能够从胆怯变成有信心。
So it's very clear here how we can go from fear to faith.
就是不要看外面的环境，而看操纵环境的主耶稣。
We have to pay attention to the Lord that controls the surroundings.
这位主是怎么样的一位主呢？
What kind of a Lord is our Lord?
在这段圣经里面，我们看见两点，看见我们的主是怎么样的主。
Here we see two things about our Lord.
24节告诉我们说，这个主是在风暴里面可以睡觉的主。
First, we see that our Lord Jesus can sleep through a storm.
以前我不懂。
In the past, I do not understand.
年轻的时候睡觉对我不是问题。
When I was young, there's no problem with sleeping.
有的时候还开玩笑，头还没有碰到枕头，已经打呼了，就是说已经可以毫无问题，睡眠不是问题。
Very often people will say that I will snore even before my head hits the pillow.
现在不一样。
But now it's different.
现在开始懂得慢慢了解什么叫做失眠。
Now I begin to understand what it means to be unable to fall asleep.
信心退步了哈。
Must be my faith is diminishing.
现在发现常常躺在床上辗转不能睡觉。
Very often I lay on the bed and I turn about and I cannot fall asleep.
软弱，没有信心到一个地步，有的时候还要吃些英国的禁药 ，calcium。
And sometimes I'm so weak that I have to take some calcium pills.
弟兄姊妹，在患难的里面，在风暴的当中，可以睡觉，这不是一般人的生命。
Brothers and sisters, to be able to fall asleep in a storm is not most of us used to.
我们的主是在风浪里面依旧能够睡着的主。
But then our Lord is one who can sleep during the storm.
在座有很多的长辈。
There are many elderly among us today.
我要告诉你们，你们晚上能够睡一个好好的觉，这是上帝的恩典。
I have to tell you, to be able to sleep well through the night is a grace of God.
不要看为当然。
Do not think that this is only natural.
我们要真的好好的有这样一位在风浪里面还能够睡觉的主作为我们的主，我们就有信心了。
We need to have this Lord as our Lord so that we can have faith and be able to sleep.
而且这位主，他也是斥责风浪的主。
But then our Lord also is the Lord who rebukes the winds and the waves.
在我们中间，如果还有还没有信主的朋友们。
If among us are friends who have yet to receive our Lord as your Savior,
容许我这里用几分钟的时间，劝你们。
Allow me to use some time to admonish you.
只有这位主能够让你在患难中安睡。
Only our Lord can give you this rest during storm.
只有这位主能够平静你人生的风浪。
Only our Lord can calm the storm that you're going through.
但是很可惜。
But we see this pitiful thing.
这些门徒并没有学好这个功课。
The disciples did not learn the lesson well.
我们一般都认为这些门徒，哇，脱胎换骨，大概换了一个人。
Very often we feel that the disciples is a new person.
请看二十七节。
But pay attention to verse 27.
众人稀奇。
They were amazed.
众人这个 they 是谁
？Who were they?
只有在海里面就十二门徒加他十三个人在一起吗？
There were only the disciples and the Lord.
后来我看马可，看路加。
And then I read Luke as well as Mark.
我就发现这个众人就是这些门徒。
I really believe that the men here today refer to the disciples.
就是主带领他们经历风暴的这一些人。
And that is the group of people that followed Jesus into the storm.
他们只是 amazed, 他们只是稀奇，他们不是敬拜。
They were only amazed, they did not worship.
我们今天看到很多事情，哎呀，好稀奇，好稀奇。
Very often we say, oh, this is amazing.
真正神在我们身上做工，做到一个地步，我们要敬拜他，而不是稀奇他而已。
Very often when God works in our lives, we need to worship him and not be amazed by his doing.
原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason?
原因是在下面一句话，这是怎样的人？
Because they responded by saying, what kind of man is this?
如果他们看见这是上帝，这是上帝的儿子，感觉就不一样。
If they saw that this is God, this is the Son of God, then their response will be completely different.
今天我们若是认识我们的主，只是这是何等的人，而不认识他是神，当然我们就落在稀奇的里面。
If we only know our Lord as a man, then we would only be amazed at some of the things he can do.
回到我们的神的面前。
He came before the Lord.
回到这位在风浪中可以有睡安睡着生命的这个主面前。
Let's come before the Lord who can sleep during a storm.
而且他也可以在风暴当中斥责风和海的这一位主。
Our Lord can rebuke the wind and the waves.
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们求你真是向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, speak to each one of us.
门徒在海中的经历成为我们的勉励。
So that the experience of the disciples in the sea may become our own experience.
在个人的风暴和我们整个教会可能预报的风暴里面，给我们你同在的保证。
Give us the assurance of your presence even though we may go through personal storms or the church may go through a corporate storm.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。